That's a tune from Yacht Club called Fail to Cry. I really dig that song and totally forgot about this act until I was sitting around in a subway station and it came on and I Shazammed it. The album was called A Little Messed Up. It was released in 2013. They're from Toronto and they mixed a lot of pop elements, indie rock and electronica in their sound. Really cool stuff. And before that, an indie rock outfit called Wampums and brand new music from them called Something New. Wampums is the twin brother connection of Chris and Greg Mitchell, who are amazing and released that under Sealskin Records. It really runs deep. Now for something from, I guess, rock royalty or from back in the day, rock royalty, J.D. Souther. You're Only Lonely. And this is one of the Eagles. He hung out with Linda Ronstadt back in the day and got the job performing in the Eagles band, and they became one of the biggest acts of all time. So here's a little hidden gem from J.D. Souther on the jukebox.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
catch on if I was. Then the burn of this bourbon wouldn't be hurting so bad. Yeah, you were for certain the best thing I ever had. Bar none. Now I'm getting goner than your long gone boots. Nothing I'm working on works on you. I've been breaking every bottle open, doing what a banged up broken heart does. I'm gonna need three or four more, baby, if I'm moving on that scoreboard. It's say you and your memory won me in this bar none.
From an album called Learn the Hard Way by Jordan Davis. The song you just heard here on the jukebox is called Bar None. And Davis is actually an award-winning songwriter and singer from Nashville. He's won an ACM and a CMA, and those are both highly regarded country music awards. I'm Julian Taylor. I'm your host here on the jukebox. We got something from a Navajo artist by the name of Levi Platero and Sunrise Blues from his album Iron Horse. I really think you're going to enjoy that. I certainly did. That came out last year. We also have Noah Dirksen. I run into Noah all the time. He's a great person and a great writer and musician. He's joined by our last week's featured artist of the week, Fontaine, and they've got a song called Walking Home, and it's a beautiful song. It was just released, and I think you'll really enjoy that. Caracol is on the show with Illa J, and we've played the song many times before. It's one of my favorites, actually. Caracol's from Montreal, and the song Flooded Field is coming up as well. But before we get to that, Colored Concrete by two-time Juno Award-winning artist. She performed at the broadcast last year, and it was phenomenal. She's also been nominated for Polaris Prize and shortlisted for that for the same album. It's called Verbatim, and here is Nemesis on the jukebox.
Woke up today in my middle school bedroom, except it isn't mine, but the one I'd always dreamed of. I had a dream. It's not like me to remember. Maybe it's a sign.
Brushing my teeth as they all fell out. What does it mean? Oh, is it? She needs to feel good, I'ma give her. Cup overflowing with love, come and sip her. Let it spill down through your soul, you can quench her. And you'll see that love is more than lime or rain glitter. Took on the form of a hammer and hitter.
This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Just a kid, that's my heart. The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
This is Bird Note. Legends say that some 600 years ago, the Mexica people left their ancestral lands in Aztlán to build a powerful new empire. Their journey was guided by Huitzilopochtli, god of the sun and war, who told the Mexicas to look for the sign, an eagle perched on a cactus devouring a serpent. For years they wandered what is now Mexico in search of that prophecy, until finally they found the sacred bird on a tiny islet in the middle of Lake Texcoco. There, the Mexicas built a floating city right on the water. This was Tenochtitlan, capital of the Aztec Empire, and for several centuries and civilizations afterwards, it continued to grow and transform into the modern metropolis we now call Mexico City. Today, the golden eagle still perches on a prickly pear cactus in the center of the Mexican flag. Though the bird is immortalized in legend, real golden eagles now face threats like habitat loss, collisions with power lines and wind turbines, and poisoning from pesticides. By 2016, scientists estimated that fewer than 100 breeding pairs remained in Mexico. By protecting critical breeding grounds and supporting raptor research, conservationists are helping golden eagle populations bounce back across North and Central America, giving hope that this powerful symbol will soar above Mexico's mountains for generations to come. For Bird Note, I'm Lucina Melesio.
The Art of the Mixtape is not lost. Tune in to the Vancouver Mixtape for your own personal mix of Vancouver's best independent music, interviews, and more. Join me, Jesse, and my co-host Jamie on our trek through Vancouver's underground, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on CJSF.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser.